సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్ది సేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned. సాయి శ్రోతలకు సాయిరాం. మరికొద్ది సేపట్లో ప్రశాంతి నిలయంలోని సాయి కుల్వంత్ సభామండపం నుండి ప్రత్యక్ష ప్రసారాలను మీరు వింటారు. దయచేసి వేచి ఉండండి. Dear listeners, live broadcast of the proceedings from the Sai Kulwant Hall at Prashanti Nilayam will follow shortly. Please stay tuned.
శ్రవస్తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆన శృణ్వన్నోతిభిః సేదసాదనం ప్రణో దేవీ సరస్వతీ వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతీ ధీనామవిత్రయవతు గణేశాయ నమః సరస్వత్యై నమః శ్రీగురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం. ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ. ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః. నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః. యాత ఇషు శివతమా శివం బభూవతే ధనుః. शिवाशरव्याय तवतया नो रुद्रमृडया याते रुद्र शिवा तनूर घोरा पापकाशिनी तया नस्तनुवाचन्तमया गिरिशन्ताभिजाकशी यामिषुम् गिरिशम् तहस्ते बिभर्ष्यस्तवे शिवाम् गिरित्रताम् कुरु माहि गुंसि पुरुषम् जगत् शिवेन वचसा त्वा गिरिशाच्छावदामसि यथा नः सर्वमिज्जगद यक्ष्मगुं सुमनासत् अध्यवोच दधि भक्ता प्रथमो देव्योऽभिषक् अहेगश्च सर्वान् जम्भयन् सर्वान् जयातु धान्यः असौ यस्ताम्ररो अरुण उत बभ्रुः सुमङ्गलः ये चेमागुम् रुद्रा अभिदो दिक्षुस्त्रितात् सहस्रशो वैशागुम् हेडगीमहे असव्यो वसर्पतिनीलग्रेवो विलोहितः उदयनम् गोपा अदृशन्नदृशन्नुदहार्यः उदयनम् विश्वा भूतानि सदृष्टो मृडयातिनः नमो अस्तु नीलग्रेवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीढुषे अथो ये अस्य सत्त्वानोऽहम् तेभ्यो गरन् नमः प्रमुञ्जदन्ननस्त्वमुभयोरात्रियोर्या याश्च देहस्तगिषभ परादा भगवो भव अवतत्य धनुस्त्वगुम् सहस्राक्षशतेषु धे निषेर्य शल्यानाम् मुखा शिवान सुमना भवा विज्यम् धनुः कपर्दिनो विशल्यो बाणवागुम् उता अनेशन्नस्येशव आभुरस्य निशम् गतिः या देहेतिर्मीडुष्टमहस्ते बभूवते धनुः तयास्मान्विश्वतस्त्वमयक्ष्मया परिभुजा नमस्ते अत्वायुधायाना तताय धृष्णवे उभाभ्यामुत ते नमो बाहुभ्याम् तव धन्वने परिते धन्वनो घेतिरस्मान् वृणक्तु विश्वतः अधो यगिषुधिस्तवारे अस्मन्निधेहितम् नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्रयम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्धकाय त्रिकाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युम् जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदा शिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः नमो हिरण्यवाहवे सेनान्ये दिशाम् च पतये नमो नमो वृक्षेभ्यो हरिकेशेभ्य पशूनाम् पतये नमो नमः सस्पिञ्जराय त्विषीमते पथीनाम् पतये नमो नमो बभ्लुषाय विव्यादिने नानाम् पतये नमो नमो हरिकेशायोपवेतिने पुष्टानाम् पतये नमो नमो भवस्य हेत्यैययताम् पतये नमो नमो रुद्राय तथा विनेक्षेत्राणाम् पतये नमो नमः सूताय हन्त्याय वनानाम् पतये नमो नमो रोहिताय సపతయే వృక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో మంత్రిణే వాణిజాయ కక్షాణాం పతయే నమో నమో భువంతయే వారివస్కృతాయౌషధీనాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉచ్చైర్ఘోషాయ క్రందయతే పత్తీనాం పతయే నమో నమ కృత్స్నవేతాయ ధావతే సత్వనాం పతయే నమః నమః సహమానాయ నివ్యాధిన వ్యాధినీనాం పతయే నమో నమః ఖకుభాయ నిషంగిణే సేనానాం పతయే నమో నమో నిషంగిణ ఇషు ధిమతి తస్కరాణాం పతయే నమో నమో వంచతే పరివంచతే స్థాయూనాం పతయే నమో నమో నిచేరవే పరిచరాయారణ్యానాం పతయే నమో నమ శృకావిభ్యో జిఘాగుం సద్భ్యోముష్ణతాం పతయే నమో నమో శ్రీమద్భ్యో నక్తం చరద్భ్య ప్రకృంతానాం పతయే నమో నమ ఉష్ణీషిణే గిరిచరాయ కులుంచానాం పతయే నమో నమ ఇషు మద్భ్యో ధన్వావిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆతన్ ్వానేభ్య ప్రతిదధానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆయ ఛద్భ్యో విసృజద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమోస్యద్భ్యో విద్యద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఆసీనేభ్య శయానేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ స్వపద్భ్యో జాగ్రద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తిష్ఠద్భ్యో ధావద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ సభాభ్యశ్చ సభాపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో అశ్వేభ్యో అశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమ ఆవ్యాధినీభ్యో వివిద్యంతేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఉగణాభ్యస్తృగుంహతేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గృత్స్యేభ్యో గృత్స్యపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో ్రాతేభ్యో వ్రాతపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో గణేభ్యో గణపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో విరూపేభ్యో విశ్వరూపేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మహద్భ్యః శుల్లకేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథిభ్యో రథేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో రథేభ్యో రథపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమసేనాభ్య సేనానిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమః శత్రుభ్యః సంగ్రహేతృభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమస్తక్షభ్యో రథకారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ కులాలేభ్య కర్మారేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ పుంజిష్టేభ్యో నిషాదేభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమ ఇషుకృద్భ్యో ధన్వకృద్భ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమో మృగయుభ్య శ్వనిభ్యశ్చ వో నమో నమశ్వభ్యశ్వపతిభ్యశ్చ వో నమః నమో భవాయ చ రుద్రాయ చ నమ శర్వాయ చ పశుపతయే చ నమో నీలగ్రీవాయ చ శితికంఠాయ చ నమ కపర్దినే చ వ్యుక్తకేశాయ చ నమ సహస్రాక్షాయ చ శతధన్వనే చ నమో గిరిశాయ చ శిపివిష్టాయ చ నమో మీదుష్టమాయ చ శుమతే చ నమో హ్రస్వాయ చ వామనాయ చ నమో బృహతే చ వర్షీయసే చ నమో వృద్ధాయ చ సంవృద్ధ్వనే చ నమో అగ్ర్యాయ చ ప్రథమాయ చ నమ आशवेचा जिरायच नमः शीघ्रियायच शिभ्यायच नमः ऊर्म्यायच वस वन्यायच नमः स्रोतस्यायच द्वीप्यायच नमो ज्येष्ठायच कनिष्ठायच नमः पूर्वजायच परजायच नमो मध्यमायच अपगल्भायच नमो जघन्यायच बुध्नियायच नमः सोभ्यायच प्रतिसर्यायच नमो याम्यायच क्षेम्यायच नमः उर्वर्यायच खल्यायच नमः श्लोक्यायच अवसान्यायच नमो वन्यायच कक्ष्यायच नमः श्रवायच प्रतिश्रवायच नमः आशुषेणायच शुरथायच नमः शूरायच वभिन्दते च नमो वर्मिणे च वरोधिने च नमो बिल्मिने च कवचिने च नमः श्रुतायच श्रुतसेनायच नमो दुन्दुभ्यायच हनन्यायच नमो धृष्णवे च प्रमृषायच नमो दूतायच प्रहितायच नमो निषङ्गिणे चेशुधिमते च नमस्ते श्नेशवे च युधिने च नमः स्वायुधायच सुधन्वने च नमः श्रुत्यायच पथ्यायच नमः काट्यायच निप्यायच नमः सोद्यायच सरस्यायच नमो नाद्यायच वैशन्तायच नमः कोप्यायच वट्यायच नमो वर्ष्यायच वर्ष्यायच नमो मेघ्यायच विद्युत्यायच नमः ईद्र्यायच तप्यायच नमो वात्यायच रेश्मियायच नमो वास्तव्यायच वास्तुपायच ॐ हर 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 ॐ नमः सोमायच रुद्रायच नमः साम्रायच रुणायच नमः शङ्गायच पशुपतये च नमः उग्रायच भीमायच नमो अग्रे वधायच दूरे वधायच नमो हन्त्रे च हनीयसे च नमो वृक्षेभ्यो हरिकेशेभ्यो नमस्ताराय नमः शम्भवे च मयो भवे च नमः शङ्कराय च मयस्कराय च नमः शिवाय च शिवतराय च नमः तीर्थ्याय च कोर्याय च नमः पार्याय च वार्याय च नमः प्रतरणाय च तरणाय च नमः आतार्याय चालाद्याय च नमः शष्प्याय च भेद्याय च नमः सिकत्याय च प्रवाह्याय च नम इरण्याय च प्रपथ्याय च नम ऋगुंशिलाय च शयनाय च नम कपर्दिने च पुलस्तये च नमो गोष्ठ्याय च गृह्याय च नम स्तल्प्याय च गेह्याय च नम काट्याय च गह्वरेष्ठाय च नमो हृदयाय च निवेश्याय च नम पागुंसव्याय च रजस्याय च नमः शुष्क्याय च हरित्याय च नमो लोप्याय च लप्याय च नमः ऊर्व्याय च सूर्म्याय च नमः पर्ण्याय च पर्णशद्याय च नमो पगुरमाणाय च भिघ्नते च नमः आखिदते च प्रखिदते च नमो वकिरिकेभ्यो देवानागुं हृदयेभ्यो नमो विक्षीणकेभ्यो నమో విచిన్వత్కేభ్యో నమ ఆనిర్హతేభ్యో నమ ఆమీవత్కేభ్యః ద్రాపే అంధసస్పతే దరిద్రన్నీలలోహితా ఏషాం పురుషాణామేషాం పశూనాం మా భేర్మా రోమో ఏషాం కించన మమత్ యాతే రుద్ర శివా తను శివ విశ్వాహ భేషజే శివా రుద్రస్య భేషజే తయా నో మృడజీవసే ఇమాగం రుద్రాయ తవసే కపర్దినే క్షయద్వీరాయ ప్రభరామహే మతిం యథా నశ్యమసద్విపదే చతుష్పదే విశ్వం పుష్టం గ్రామే అస్మిన్ననాదురం మృడానో రుద్రోదనో మయస్కృతి క్షయద్వీరాయ నమసా విధేమతే యచ్చం చయోశ్చ మనురాగ్యజే పితాదశ్యామ తవ రుద్ర ప్రణీతో మానో మహాంతముతమానో అర్భకం మాన ఉక్షంతముతమాన ఉక్షితం మానో వధే పితరం మోత మాతరం ప్రియామానస్తనువో రుద్రరీరిషః మానస్తోకేతనయే బాణ ఆయుషి మానో గోషు మానో అశ్వేషురీరిషః వీరాన్మానో రుద్రభామితో వధేర్హవిష్మంతో నమసా విధేమతే ఆరాతే గోగ్రహుత పూరుషగ్నే క్షయద్వీరాయ తుమ్ నమస్మేతే అస్తు రక్షాజనో అధిజదేవ బ్రూహ్యధాజన శర్మ యచ్ఛ ద్వివర్హా సుభిశ్రుతం గర్త సదం యువానం మృగన్న భీమముపహత్నుముగ్రం మృడాజరిత్రే రుద్రస్తవానో అన్యంతే అస్మన్నివ పంతు సేనా పరిణో రుద్రస్య హేతిర్వృణక్తు పరిత్వేషస్య దుర్మతిరఘాయో అవస్థిరా మఘవద్భ్యస్తనుష్వమీడ్వస్తోకాగ్యతనయాయ మృడయా మీడుష్టమ శివ తమ శివో న సుమనా భవా పరమే వృక్ష ఆయుధం నిధాయ కృత్యం వసాన ఆచర పినాకం బిభ్రదాగహే వికిరిద విలోహిత నమస్తే అస్తు భగవః యాస్తే సహస్రగుం హేతయోన్యమస్మన్ నివపంతు తాః సహస్రాణి సహస్రధ బాహువోస్తవ హేతయః తాసమీశానో భగవ పరాచీన ముఖాకృధే సహస్రాణి సహస్రశో యే రుద్ర అధిభూమ్యా పేషాగుం సహస్రయోజని వధన్వాని తన్మసే అస్మిన్ మహత్యర్ణవే అంతరిక్షే భవా అధి నీలగ్రీవా క్షితికంఠా శర్వా అధః క్షమాచరా నీలగ్రీవా క్షితికంఠా దివగుం రుద్రా ఉపశ్రితా ఏ వృక్షేషు సస్పింజరా నీలగ్రీవా విలోహితా యే భూతానామధిపతయో విశిఖాత కపర్దినః యే అన్నేషు వివిధ్యంతి పాత్రేషు పిబతో జనాన్ యే పథాం పతిరక్షయ ఐలభృదాయవ్యుధః యే తీర్థాని ప్రచరంతి శృకావంతో నిషంగిణః య ఏతావంతశ్చ భూయాగుంసశ్చ దిశో రుద్రాభితస్థిరే తేషాగుం సహస్రయోజనే వధన్వాని తన్మసే నమో రుద్రేభ్యో యే పృథివ్యాం యే అంతరిక్షే యే దివ్యేశ మన్నం వాతో వర్షమిషవస్తేభ్యో దశ ప్రాచేర్దశ దక్షిణాదశ ప్రతేచేర్దశోదీచేర్ దశోర్ధ్వాస్తేభ్యో నమస్తేనో మృడయంతు తేయం విష్మోయశ్చ నో వేష్టితం వో జంభే దధామి త్రయంబకం యజామహే సుగంధిం పుష్టివర్ధనం ఉర్వారుకమివ బంధనాన్ మృత్యో ముక్షీయమామృతాత్ యో రుద్రో అగ్నో యో అప్సు యోషధీషు యో రుద్రో విశ్వా భువనా వివేశ తస్మై రుద్రాయ నమో అస్తు ఏతే సహస్రమయుతం పాశా మృత్యో మర్త్యాయ హంతవే తాన్యజ్ఞస్య మాయయా సర్వానవయజామహే మృత్యవేత్ స్వాహా మృత్యవేత్ స్వాహా ప్రాణానాం గ్రంథిరసి రుద్రో మా విశాంతకః తేనాన్యేనాప్యాయస్వ నమో రుద్రాయ విష్ణవే మృత్యుర్మే పాహే తముష్టు హియస్తుషుస్సు ధన్వాయో విశ్వస్య క్షయతి భేషజస్య యక్ష్వా మహేశో మనసాయ రుద్రం నమో విర్దేవమసురంధువస్య అయం మే హస్తో భగవాన్ అయం మే భగవత్తరః అయం మే విశ్వభేష జోయగుం శివాభిమరుషణః ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః ఓం శం చ మే మయశ్చ మే ప్రియం చ మేణు కామస్య మే కామస్య మే సౌమనసస్య మే భద్రం చ మే శ్రేయశ్చ మే వశ్యశ్చ మే యశశ్చ మే భగశ్చ మే ద్రవిణం చ మే ధర్తా చ మే క్షేమశ్చ మే ధృతిశ్చ మే విశ్వం చ మే మహశ్చ మే సంవిచ్చ మే యాత్రం చ మే సోశ్చ మే ప్రసోశ్చ మే శేరం చ మే లయశ్చ మరుతం చ మే మృతం చ మే యక్ష్మం చ మే నామయచ్చ మే జీవాతుశ్చ మే దీర్ఘాయుత్వం చ మే మిత్రం చ మే భయం చ మే సుఖం చ మే శయనం చ మే సోషా చ మే సుదినం చ మే ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః ఓం గణానాం త్వా త్వా గణానాం గణానాం త్వా గణపతిం గణపతిం త్వా గణానాం గణానాం త్వా గణపతిం త్వా గణపతిం గణపతిం త్వా త్వా గణపతి గుం హవామహే హవామహే గణపతిం త్వా త్వా గణపతి గుం హవామహే గణపతి గుం హవామహే హవామహే గణపతిం గణపతి గుం హవామహే కవిం కవి గుం హవామహే గణపతిం గణపతి గుం హవామహే కవిం గణపతిమితి గణపతిం హవామహే కవిం కవిగుం హవామహే హవామహే కవిం కవీనాం కవీనాం కవిగుం హవామహే హవామహే కవిం కవీనాం కవిం కవీనాం కవీనాం కవిం కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమముపమశ్రవస్తమం కవీనాం కవిం కవిం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తవముపమశ్రవస్తమం కవీనాం కవీనాముపమశ్రవస్తమం ఉపమశ్రవస్తవమిత్యుపమశ్రవః తమం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణాం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణాం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణః జ్యేష్ఠరాజమితి జ్యేష్ఠ రాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పదే పదే బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పదే బ్రహ్మణస్పదే పదే బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణస్పద ఆపదే బ్రహ్మణో బ్రహ్మణస్పద పద ఆపదే పద ఆనో న ఆపదే పద ఆనః ఆనో న ఆన శృణ్వన్ శృణ్వన్ న ఆన శృణ్వన్ న శృణ్వన్ శృణ్వన్ నో న శృణ్వన్ నోతిభి రోతిభి శృణ్వన్ నో న శృణ్వన్ నోతిభిః శృణ్వన్ నోతిభి రోతిభి శృణ్వన్ శృణ్వన్ నోతిభి సీద సేదోతిభి శృణ్వన్ శృణ్వన్ నోతిభి సీద ఊతిభి సీద సేదోతిభి రోతిభి సీద సాధనగుం సాధనగుం సేదోతిభి రోతిభి సీద సాధనం ఊతిభిరిత్యోతి సేద సాధనగుం సాధనగుం సేద సేద సాధనం సాధనమితి సాధనం ప్రణో న ప్రణో దేవే దేవే న ప్రణో దేవే నో దేవే దేవే నో నో దేవే సరస్వతే సరస్వతే దేవే నో నో దేవే సరస్వతే దేవే సరస్వతే సరస్వతే దేవే దేవే సరస్వతే వాజేభిర్వాజేభిః సరస్వతే దేవే దేవే సరస్వతే వాజేభిః సరస్వతే వాజేభిర్వాజేభిః సరస్వతే సరస్వతే వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతే వాజినీవతే వాజేభిః సరస్వతే సరస్వతే వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతే వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతే వాజినీవతే వాజేభిర్వాజేభిర్వాజినీవతే వాజినీవతేతి వాజినీ ధీనామ విత్రయ విత్రయ ధీనామ్ ధీనామ విత్రయ వత్వ వత్వ విత్రయ ధీనామ్ ధీనామ విత్రయవతో అవిత్రయ వత్వ వత్వ విత్రయ విత్రయవతో అవత్విత్యవతో ఓం శాంతి 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 స్వస్తి ప్రజాభ్య పరిపాలయంతాం న్యాయేన మార్గేణ మహే మహేశాః గోబ్రాహ్మణేభ్య శుభమస్తు నిత్యం సమస్త లోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు సమస్త లోకాః సుఖినో భవంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః
offer my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. members of Sai family, Sai Ram to all of you. On behalf of the alumni of Sri Satya Sai educational institutions, whom we call Sri Satya Sai students, I wish you all a very happy and a very holy new year. Let us all pray to Bhagavan to bless us so that we make 2012 very holy and truly spiritual. January 1st is the day when we Swami students, Swami's boys, assemble at the lotus feet. With his kind permission and blessings, the boys from across the globe come here to welcome the new year. Is there a better way of welcoming a new year? Certainly not. We assemble here to recharge our spiritual batteries and to reconnect with this heaven on earth. As always, we have alumni here from across the globe. We have boys who have come from North America, Middle East and North Africa, Far East, Europe, and of course, different parts of our motherland, India. And this particular initiative, the annual event, we call it most appropriately Prema Bandham, our connection with the Lord. Swami's love is equal to that of 1,000 mothers. You ask any of the students, he'll have 1,000 stories to narrate, examples of his beautiful love and care for his students. As a mark of our gratitude, our infinite gratitude, we had performed a Kritagnata Yajna yesterday at the old Mandir, right across. You know, the alumni and also their families, parents, spouse, children, we all got together and we performed this Yajna. We were guided and supported by eminent pandits. The day-long event, as you know, culminated with a palki procession to the new Mandir at Kulwant Hall. As I stand here, I am reminded of the same session last year. On January 1st evening, I was right here waiting for Swami with a cake that we offer every year. Life has changed so much for us. And sure, life is not going to be the same for us. But trust me, Swami is here in full splendor and his infinite love. We just need to wipe our eyes so that we can see him. We can see him, we can feel him. On behalf of his boys, the alumni, Sri Satya Sai students, we offer our humble offering at the lotus feet in the form of the New Year cake. Let us pray to Bhagavan, brothers, to accept our loving offer.
The alumni of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning make the offering of the New Year cake to Bhagwan.
Last year, Swami surprised us all by calling us inside the bhajan hall on 3rd January. It's 20 years since I passed out of this college. And, you know, it was one of the blissful moments after I passed out. So as part of that session, Swami went around distributing vibhuti and also a gold coin. Frankly, I thought it was actually a gold coin and I preserved it. It's only after I went home I realized that was a chocolate. Swami had distributed chocolates. So we offer a packet of chocolates at the lotus feet. The Lord, who has inspired the greatest of writers over the centuries, used to write earlier under the banner Vidyulekha. For some reasons known only to Swami, Swami stopped that. In 2007, some of the boys went to Swami and prayed, "Bhagavan, can we revive the brand Vidyulekha?" Swami said, "Sure." To quote, Swami said, "Boys can use that name and do whatever you want." His love, his confidence on his boys. So starting from 2007, every 4 months, we bring out this e-journal, Vidyulekha. It consists of a cover story, Bhagavan Uvacha, Swami's message, a brief service report, a message from an elder, a teacher, and last but not the least, an extract from the diary of one of the alumnus. We offer this year's Vidyulekha at the lotus feet and pray to Bhagavan to accept it. The cover story of this year's Premabandham, this year's Vidyulekha is Premabandham. Bhagavan is Ganapriya. His love for music is something which I cannot explain. I am not qualified. Swami has blessed me with lot of chances. But I always envied only the music boys. Swami always had a special place in his heart for the music boys. So the boys, alumni, after passing out, they started way back in 2002 bringing out an album. Every year they bring out a global offering at the lotus feet, the bridge across time. We offer the 10th edition of the bridge across time at the lotus feet. Few statistics. This event happens with over 25 to 30 singers across the globe. The record at the nearest studio in Europe or US or Far East or India, they send the recording to Bangalore and it is compiled, mixed, edited and then offered at the lotus feet, the bridge across time. We move to the next event. It's my pleasure to introduce my brother, fellow alumnus, T.N. Giridhar. T.N. Giridhar passed out in 1992, MBA class. He has been in the corporate world for over 19 years. He worked in UK earlier for 7 to 8 years, left UK and came back to India. UK's loss was India's gain. For the last few years, he has been working in India. Currently, he is the managing director and country head of a global investment firm. He combines his corporate activity as a global coordinator of the alumni, Sri Satya Sai students. At home, he also conducts Bal Vikas classes. T.N. Giridhar for you. Have a blissful evening. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my most humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. I also take this opportunity to wish one and all a very holy, divine, a year filled with love, peace, and prosperity. And I pray that each one of us embarks and continues on that divine path, on that spiritual path that Bhagwan has chosen for us, has laid out for us, has shown to us, and has so lovingly guided us on all these years. And I'm absolutely confident that his physical presence here with us or not, he is with each one of us, whether we are students or not, whether we call ourselves students or not, he is with each one of us to guide us on this path. As a student, when I joined here, one of the very first spiritual lessons that Bhagwan taught me was his omnipresence. And the way he taught that was slightly different from the way I heard some stories about his teaching that omnipresence to other brothers. In my case, when I joined the institute, it was in the year 1990 when the summer course had just restarted. And one of the teachers, one of the lecturers, asked me if I could chant anything in the Vedam. I was actually fairly far removed from the Vedic chants, but there was only one Vedic chant, if I could call it that, which I knew, which was the Purusha Suktam. So one of those evenings, before Swami would give his discourse, I was one of that small group of boys who was asked to chant that Purusha Suktam. Needless to say, I did not know the meaning of those words. Sahasra Sirisha Purushaha, Sahasraksha Sahasrapat, Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva, Atyatishtad Dashangulam. I did not make an effort to find out the meaning of this, although I was happy to get that chance, as Bhagwan calls it. We chanted, took Padnamashkar, and it was almost forgotten until when Swami came to Puttaparthi after his short stay in Vrindavan. He was talking to us one evening here on this very portico, and he was narrating some of his childhood experiences. He was talking about how he used to drive the car in those days, how he used to drive the car very fast, and apparently there was a person who came for taking Swami's test. He was sitting next to Swami, and the speed at which Swami was driving that car, the person got scared. And Swami was laughing about it, and you must have seen Swami's laugh. It's like that of a small child, full of innocence, full of purity, full of that love. And we were all laughing as well in that. And then suddenly Swami took one step back, literally took a step back and said, just because I'm joking with you, I'm talking with you, I'm walking like you, I'm eating like you, I'm moving around like you, don't think I'm just one like you. He says, Sahasra Sirisha Purusha, I have thousands of eyes, thousands of limbs, and I'm beyond all of this. It was very profound. It's something that we have heard very often about Swami's omnipresence, about his omniscience, about his omnipotence. But then to be taught so early in was quite a touching experience for me, and something that I cherish and I remember for a long time. There was another incident when, around the same time when I joined, I come from a family that believes in Rahu Kalam. Now I'm narrating this incident to just tell you that we could have some very simple thoughts in our head. They may seem insignificant for the other person. And if you actually think about it, in the bigger scheme of things, they may truly be insignificant. Yet for me at that time, this whole concept of Rahu Kalam and not to do something new during the time of Rahu Kalam was something which was very sacrosanct. We had finished this summer course in Vrindavan, and the buses were starting at around, I think, 12:30. And the journey from Vrindavan to Puttaparthi would have taken probably about 4 hours, given the kind of roads that the stretch those days. And we would have reached Puttaparthi, we would have reached our hostel at around that, somewhere between the 4:30 to 6 time, it was a Sunday, the 4:30 to 6 time of which was the Rahu Kalam time. And I did not want to enter the hostel during that Rahu Kalam, because for me, it was an inauspicious moment. And then I started reasoning, rationalizing in my own mind and telling myself, you know, this is Swami's hostel. This bus and everything is all provided by Swami. So don't worry about this whole thing on Rahu Kalam. Whenever it happens, just go with it. And then there was another side of me which said, no, you should not give up and sacrifice your whatever principles or things that you have believed in all this while. So you should not enter the hostel. So then I thought, okay, if I don't enter the hostel, what do I do? I'll stay outside. And I thought that will look a little funny. The boys will ask me this question, why are you not entering? And it looks it's a bit embarrassing. You don't want to kind of be known as someone kind of the odd man out. So I was debating in my mind what to do. And then it turns out that there were, I think about, I don't remember exactly, but there were probably about 25 or 30 buses that came to take back all the children from Puttaparthi and the Ananthapur campuses. There was only one bus that did not come. And each one of us, based on our respective classes, were assigned to a particular bus number. So it was not that you just boarded any bus that came. And it just so happened that the one bus which I was assigned to turned up late, did not come. There was some problem with the tire. And the bus finally turns up at around 3:15. So we started at around 3:30, and Swami that day came out early in Tribe. It was the Krishna statue structure. It wasn't the current Sai Ramesh Hall that you see. So we started from Vrindavan at around maybe 3:45, 4 o'clock, and we reached here around 8 o'clock. No problem, no explanations to be given, everything sorted out perfectly fine. Now again, you could say there is a divine hand in this, you could say this is a coincidence, as somebody said. Coincidences are miracles where God chooses to remain anonymous. Swami has not come and confirmed to me that this was done by him, this was a divine hand, but that's my feeling. I was fortunate to be born into a family that believed in Swami as God. So I was, from day one, I was told that Bhagwan is God. That's how I grew up. And that's an interesting thing actually. Because my father comes from the village of Uravakonda, which is where Swami studied and grew up for a few years. And my father went to that same school where Swami studied. And ironically, among them, about 11 or 12 brothers and sisters, their family members, nobody except my father came to Swami. And my father came to Swami after his marriage. And my mother's side had been coming to Swami since 1960 or 61. So they were fairly firmly entrenched in the belief that Bhagwan is God. So coming from that kind of a background, it was easy for me to accept Bhagwan as God. But it was not until maybe several years later, almost 15, 18 years later, that I actually felt some connect with Bhagwan myself. And one of those days when I came as an engineering student, I asked Bhagwan what I should be doing after I complete my graduation. And Swami very lovingly said, "Study karo." I said, "That is good, so there is a direction." Although I had various options for the study, the year after, I happened to get admission in the institute here. And in the first interview that Swami gave us, he was talking very generally about the mind and the control of the mind and things like that. And he suddenly turned to me and said, "Hey, what is the meaning of steady?" I said, "Swami, to steady the mind," because I was fresh from the summer course. So I said, "Steady the mind." Swami smiled and said, "Yes, that is correct." From these three incidents that I have just narrated, you know, the thing that I look back and say is the spiritual teaching aspect of Bhagwan, the guru aspect of Bhagwan, the spiritual guide aspect of Bhagwan is what really comes out. He also does some of these things to instill the confidence in us that he is with us, that he is listening to everything that we think, that he knows everything. One evening, while Swami was inside the interview room, I was sitting here in the portico and talking to one of the other brothers, just talking to him about something to do with our MBA. And all through the time that Swami was inside the interview room, we were talking. And I thought it was an okay conversation to have, because it was not general chatting. It was something to do with a purposeful conversation, as I told myself. Swami comes out of the interview room and he took the handkerchief, was wiping his face, and he was staring at me. Initially I was happy that Swami was looking at me, and then I realized that it's not a look, it's a stare. And something seemed to be not right. And Swami said in a fairly stern voice, "Why do you always keep talking?" I thought there's some trouble here, so for once I was praying, "Swami, please now go inside the interview room. I don't want this conversation to go any further." And Swami dropped the handkerchief and he started to walk back. I said, "Okay." And then he turned around and came in front of me and said, very strict, very stern, very serious face. It's probably about 18 years, 19 years now. I cannot forget the expression. He said, "Where am I?" "I am here." He pointed to where I was sitting. "I am there." He pointed to the interview room. "I am everywhere. I am always watching you." This is the kind of teaching through which he has instilled the confidence in us that he is always with us. And it is not only students who have these kind of experiences. I was told about a girl from Vishakhapatnam, where I studied, where I grew up, and she was traveling alone to Puttaparthi. And that's a night journey train. And she was traveling alone, did not have reservation. So she was traveling in a general compartment. And she happened to be sitting near the door in one of the seats, right near the door. And at one of the stations, apparently there was a space next to her that was empty, that fell empty. And a person boarded the train in the middle of the night. It was fairly obvious that he was quite drunk. He couldn't stand. The train started moving. And people around him were concerned that he was standing near the door. The door was open. So they said, "Go and sit there." There was a place next to this girl. So they said, "Go and sit there." And this girl was praying to Swami fairly intensely, "Swami, I don't want that man to sit next to me." And this push from the other passengers was happening, and this girl's prayer was happening, and this man started to take a step towards this empty space, and then he stopped and said, "Hey, there's somebody in orange sitting there. Can you not see? How can I go and sit there?" And obviously these people thought, what else would you expect? This guy is drunk. And that's again Bhagwan's way of playing and creating a confusion in our minds on, did he answer my prayer? Or was that guy hallucinating? And we keep experiencing this fairly often. There was another time when, you know, in those days when Swami would apparently not be happy with the students, it was fairly common for the boys to, as a group, stand up and say, Swami, please, Swami, please, Swami. You would rarely hear anything before or anything after. It would just be a please, Swami, as a standalone thing. And one of those times when Swami was not talking to when Swami was not happy with the boys, everyone was sitting, there was a circle here, if you remember, before this Kulwant Hall came up. There was a circle and the boys were sitting fairly close to the circle, leaving just enough space for Swami to walk. So they thought they will be able to get Swami's attention, maybe stop him, plead with him, pray to him, beg, and in that process hold Swami's hand very lovingly. This is all a fairly routine thing those days. It seems nostalgic, it seems like so far long ago that all these happened, and yet they all seem very fresh as well. Nitya Nutanam, Nitya Yavanam, that's why God is that. Anyway, so these boys were up on their knees, and without moving, without reacting at all, Swami just pointed towards the back. There were the arches at the back there those days. Swami pointed in the direction of the arch and walked away. And these boys were obviously, it was like, diverted their attention. And they suddenly started, looked in the direction, and they find one person, fairly large built guy, wearing a t-shirt with the words written on it, no time to waste. That is Bhagwan. There was another incident where a group of doctors from the UK had come to Ooty, and they were called by Bhagwan. And Swami was talking to them about a medical camp that they had conducted in Shirdi just a couple of days ago. And Swami was asking them about what happened in that medical camp. So one of the doctors said, Swami, there were a number of patients. And Swami then turned to one of the English doctors, the British doctors, and he said, sir, do you remember that lady in green sari? And this doctor's first reaction was, Swami, I don't remember. There were more than 1,000 patients we treated. And Swami said, no, you can't forget her. Just remind yourself. This was a lady who could barely walk. She was frail. She was wearing a green colored sari, coughing all the time. Do you remember? And then this doctor said, yes, Swami, I do remember now. And Swami said, what did you do with her? What did you do, prescribe for her? He said, Swami, I wanted her to get an x-ray done. Swami said, the lady walked 8 kilometers from wherever she's staying. If she could afford an x-ray, if she could wait to take an x-ray, do you think she'll come all the way to your medical camp? He said, have you forgotten the basics of medicine, doctor? And this is Swami now talking to this doctor who is a specialist. He said, have you forgotten the basics of medicine? And he asked one of the doctors sitting in the front to turn around, and he tapped the doctor on the back and said, isn't this how you do a basic test for tuberculosis? And the doctor was like, now, speechless. And Swami went on to say, that lady was coughing so much, there was sputum. It is a clear case of tuberculosis. Doctor, you did not need any tests. Have you forgotten the basics of your medicine? And this doctor was now so feeling ashamed of himself and didn't know what to do. Everything was silent for a little while, and he then said, "Swami, so what happened to that lady?" And Swami said, "The God who was taking care of her before you came will continue to take care of her." That is the omnipresence of Bhagwan. It is our good fortune. It's a cliched expression probably that we say we are also fortunate. Among the billions of people that are on this earth, we are the few chosen, maybe thousands, lakhs, at best a few millions of people who have been given this opportunity to come to the divine fold, to experience Bhagwan. He has looked at us. Swami once told me in the portico here, "Swami drushti mee meeda padite meeku manchidira," he said. "If Swami's sight falls on you, it's good for you," he said. And don't think that only those who were sitting physically in front of him were the ones on whom his vision fell. As he proved to us, you know, the man sitting back at the arch, Swami saw him as well. We can go on and on with these kind of experiences. It's so touching, it's so uplifting. To just remind ourselves, Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. These are three of the very simple pathways to the divinity Swami prescribed for us. Unfortunately, we have a treasure of those experiences. Just to remind ourselves, to recollect, there are enough books to remind us. All we have to do is just have that faith in Bhagwan, that He is always with us, always guiding us. And on this occasion, once again, I pray to Bhagwan to guide each one of us to His divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
I now invite our brother Abhimanyu Kaul to coordinate an offering to the Ganapriya, our beloved Lord Saira.
Representatives of the music group of the Sai University alumni are now making their offering to Bhagwan. They are presenting their card and paying their obeisances. Next are the representatives from the alumni brass band.
बहारें और खुशियां हैं पाई हम सफर साई जो पाया बहारें और खुशियां हैं पाई हम सफर साई जो पाया खुदी पाई खुदा पाया हम सफर साई जो पाया बिलवड भगवान वी आर येट अगेन ग्रेटफुल टू यू फॉर अलाउइंग अस to come together and share these few moments with you and bask in your glory again. Well, times have changed. Till yesterday, you held our hand and guided us. Seeing God was so easy before. We could just buy a ticket and come and have a look. In fact, look at our foolishness, that when Swami was late coming out, we even could complain, "Swami, you are late." The times have changed. Today, Bhagwan has started playing this hide and seek with us. Times have changed, but still many things remain the same. Your love, your compassion, your care for us continues. This January 1st is very special for us for many reasons. One of the major reason is that this was a day which gave us alumni an opportunity to come again in the fold of Bhagwan in a formal way. This day gave us another chance to become His children, His boys. Isn't it unique? Nowhere in the world you will find a 50, 60 year old boy, still a student, enjoying the privileges of any children of any college. And Bhagwan, we are proud of being your boys. Time literally stands still here. When I look at my teachers and also my brothers who work here, I wonder, what has Swami done here? They look alike. They look the same what they looked 20 years back. When we come back from outside, our shapes and sizes have changed. And I recall Bhagwan once pointing inside and he said, that boy, I acknowledge him, but see how much he has changed. He has put on a lot of weight. He has lost hair, papam, lot of tension outside. I'm sure our brothers here too have tensions, but it is His grace that He pauses the time. Look at our teachers. They look alike. They look same for all these years. Who gives them the energy? So far, we come here every year to plug ourselves in and recharge ourselves. But I guess the times have changed. The plug point has moved with us. The Lord has changed His energy so much that we don't need a physical place to get recharged. In fact, it is scary sometimes to experience Bhagwan nowadays. When I say scary, not in the wrong way. Because He responds so fast. You think of Him and He does it. It is scary. Sometimes you wonder, now should I call Him or not? You may be driving, you may be flying, you may be working in the office, and you suddenly pose a question and the answer comes. He's so fast now. The need for telegrams, as we used to do before, the need for letter writing seem to have disappeared today. It is just one thought and the Lord responds. We have learned everything, Bhagwan, from You. One main thing which I would like to highlight is what has caught my attention from the very beginning was the truth that we are nothing. He was in control. He is in control all the time. It was just our good fortune that also He bestowed on us, that He chose us to be the instrument and play with us. I would like to share a funny incident regarding the band. As you see our brothers alumni standing there, I was fortunate to be part of this band group. It was a time when Bhagwan wanted students band. Before that, a brass band from army was invited to play for the occasions. As He always does, anything new He starts, it becomes His baby, and He takes care of it very well. New instruments were bought in, and obviously, naturally, the musically inclined boys joined the group. Bhagwan came and heard them, and He said, you all have already got chances. Give chances to others. You move out. So all the musicians went out. And to our surprise, Bhagwan handpicked few of us, and trust me, all of us had no knowledge of music at all. I guess that's how He shows to the world without showing that he is what he is. Just to give you an example of my knowledge of music, I'm not trying to glorify it, but enjoy it. I was practicing a scale one day, after months of practice. One of our brother came to me and he said, give me C-sharp. And I played that C-sharp and he said, slightly low. I went low. He said, slightly high. I went high. 2-3 times he went up and down and he smiled at me and said, you are genius. I thought I must have played an excellent note that he was so impressed. And he smilingly said, you are genius. Because what you have done, nobody can do. How can you play a note in between two notes? With such caliber of people, Bhagwan created the first brass band. And we were playing notes just 2 months before the final day of Bhagwan's 60th birthday. Mind you, we had no knowledge to read the music, so we used to pretend to keep a paper in front and memorize the song. Bhagwan, I'm disclosing the secrets today. One fine day, Bhagwan came to the stadium to watch us practice. And he said, play, Ra. We played. And he said, aye. It was so bad. We crashed that day. We went, fell at his feet. We cried. And Bhagwan lovingly said, what happened? And we cried and said, Bhagwan, we don't want to let you down. We really don't know how to do it. We can't play, Bhagwan. If we can't play properly on that day, it'll bring bad name to you. Please call the brass band of army. And Bhagwan very lovingly looked at us and he said, Bangaru, that is not your job. Don't worry when I'm here. You do your duty. Result is in my hands. That gave us a good energy. We started practicing. Cutting the story short, it was a convocation in the Hillview Stadium. I'm sure those of you here would remember that. We were given the new dress from Bhagwan. And Bhagwan said, dress will get spoiled. So he organized the chairs for us to sit in a concert formation there. And when he was giving his talk, 2 hours talk went. And Bhagwan, that custom was that music boys would sing the national anthem. But that day Bhagwan said, no singing, let the band lead the song. And you know, Indian national anthems are different. They go exactly on 46 seconds. And the mic was kept in front of geniuses like us, who had still no idea what's going to happen. 3 lead trumpet players playing together in the middle of the 46 seconds. We suddenly felt tired. And I went out to do a little break. And I realized all 3 of us took the break at the same time. You can imagine the national anthem, what would have happened if not for Bhagwan. And we felt sorry about it. We thought we have messed it up again. But when we looked up to Bhagwan, he was in his full smile. In fact, he gave me a thumbs up. When he came down, he smiled and said, very good. And he went. We 3 looked at each other and said, what happened here? Because we surely messed. And our boys' friends came and congratulated and said, what happened to you guys? You played like pros. Bhagwan, this is your grace. That you picked up pieces and created your masterpiece. And this morning, our registrar was speaking to us. And he told, the story has not changed yet. Still the same story continues. This morning's brass band played by the current student was by the boys who have practiced just for 6 months. And they did play like a pros. So Bhagwan, here we offer to you your brass band from the alumni.
Hello. Hostel life, a very important aspect of a student's life in Puttaparthi. When we joined here, as our brothers have mentioned to you, our parents told us, forget your naughtiness, you're going to God, behave. Unfortunately, everything else was fine except food in those days. Food in the sense because we had come suddenly to South India. And most of us were from North in that time, and some from abroad. Few days passed when we had sambars and idlis the whole day long. And we didn't realize whom to say, or should we say at all or not. Because the impression was, this is Lord's land. You can't say. But Master was hearing it. So after a few days, in this portico, every stone has a story to tell. Our whole life is here. This was our playground. This was our workshop. And this was and is our home. Bhagwan came and very lovingly used to chat with us, standing on the portico for hours together. And he asked, how are you boys? And in unison went, very fine, Swami. Because the whole day and night we would wait for this occasion to come. Bhagwan said, how is the food? And you can imagine our smiles on the face, and suddenly, oh my God, at least somebody inquired. And Bhagwan says, Emra, breakfast, auntie, what is the breakfast? And one boy said, Sambar idli, Swami. Bhagwan noted his tone and he said, what was the breakfast? What was the lunch? Sambar rice, Swami. That was enough for Bhagwan to pick up the trail and said, warden. And the poor warden came running from there. He was sitting there near the pillar here. He came running from there and he said, warden, what was the breakfast? He said, Swami, idli sambar, Swami. He was very polite and very good about it. Bhagwan says, what was the lunch? He said, Swami, sambar, rice, Swami, and curry, Swami. He said, just because you are a South Indian, doesn't mean that everybody is South Indian. You like sambar? Everybody likes sambar? No. My children are from all over the world. You have to give them what they like. So warden nodded and said, yes, Swami, I will do. And Bhagwan mischievously said, you are a South Indian, you have never gone out. How do you know what they like? Come, I will tell you. And he took him inside. And I cannot forget that Bhagwan came out with a paper in his hand. He had made the menu for us for the next day. And he said, boys, I have made the menu for you for tomorrow. I can't explain to you the joy we had. Not because it was something godly, but it was so motherly. It was so personal. And next day morning, you cannot guess what our breakfast was. It was paranthas. And you cannot imagine the joy we had. And we had not one. Afternoon we had a dal and a curry, aloo ki, and then we had, you can't imagine. And the evening when we sat, before you could ask, we were ready to answer. And Bhagwan very smilingly, mischievously came and stood in front of us. He didn't ask question. He kept smiling. And then slowly he said, how are you? It was a big yes, Swami, very happy. How was the food? Very good, Swami. Then he called the warden again, went in, made the menu for the next day. Like that, Bhagwan made menus for 3 continuous days. And after 3rd day, he comes and says, boys, I have made the menu now for the whole week. And trust me, not even a dish was repeated for the whole week. Bhagwan, we have no words to express your love for us. We wonder, how can anybody love so much? We know, as you say, you are in us, around us, over us, below us. But somehow, it's a pleasure to invite you again and again. And then one day he said, now your tummies are full, you have forgotten me. then we invited him to hostel. In those days, he used to come very often, more informally than formally. But after the treat, we invited him formally. And we had some 21 dishes, which we ate, obviously. He just tastes. And we had time of a lifetime. That welcoming Bhagwan, we always enjoy. It's a new joy. You coming for rehearsals. You preparing us to welcome you. And then you come formally and allow us to welcome you. You are our everything, Bhagwan. And we take this pleasure of welcoming you with this beautiful song.
Oh,
ना देर करो साईं, अब ना देर करो, आओ साईं आओ पधारो, अब ना देर करो। जाए जहां वहां फूलों की चादर बिछा दूं, कोमल कोमल कदमों को तेरे पंचामृत से नुहाऊं, सब्र नहीं पल झलक दिखाओ, अब ना देर करो साईं, अब ना देर करो, आओ साईं आओ पधारो, अब ना देर करो, तेरे शांति आओ, अब ना देर करो साईं, अब ना देर करो, अब ना देर करो, अब ना देर करो।
One day, few of us were working in the room with Bhagwan, arranging some clothes for distribution. It was late afternoon, and Bhagwan suddenly came and he said, "Boys, you have been working for so long, you must be hungry, are you?" Obviously, the question answer was a smile on our face, because we would never refuse what Lord gives. And Bhagwan said, "No time to make anything." He did like that, and he created a beautiful big laddu, one of my favorite, bundi laddu with ghee oozing. We were five of us in the room, and a stupid thought entered, "Bhagwan, five and one laddu?" And Bhagwan turned and said, "Hold it." And then he said, "Your hand is too small," and kept it in his own hand. And from the right hand, he plucked a piece, made a small laddu and tossed it to us. And by the time we caught it, Bhagwan was standing hardly a feet away from us, and he just tossed it like that. And by the time the laddu came to our hand, in the flight, we watched the laddu grow. And by the time we caught it, we had a big full laddu in our hand. All five of us, a big laddu. Bhagwan, our life is nothing but your stories. Our strength is your memories. We live on that. We are grateful for that. Next song, Bhagwan, we offer you to reminisce those beautiful moments you have given us. Thank you, Bhagwan.
Oh, इबादत बनाकर यादों के मंदिर में आया, सुनहरे पलों के बगीचों से चुनकर प्यार के फूल सजाया। मैं न भीगे भीगे से क्यों है, धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा। मैं न भीगे भीगे से क्यों है, धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा। चलते ही रहे कब किस ओर मुड़े पता ही नहीं था।
चले हम चले चलते ही रहे कब किस ओर मुड़े पता ही नहीं था।
नाव बहती रही लहरों पर,
नाव बहती किनारा दिखा है। राह तन्हा तन्हा सभी का, राह तन्हा तन्हा सभी का।
घर तो माँ के आंचल तले है, मैं न भीगे भीगे से क्यों है, धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा। अपने ही घर में आना भी क्या मना है।
इल्तजा क्यों करूं, हाँ करूं खुद अपने ही घर में आना भी क्या मना।
पंछी बादल को छूने गया था,
पंछी बादल को छूने गया था। घोंसले का ठिकाना भटका भटका सभीता।
अब शाम को घर लौटा हूँ,
मैं न भीगे भीगे से क्यों है,
धड़कनों में है कैसे सदा।
है न भीगे जीने से क्यों है धड़कनों में कैसे सदा बीते लम्हों को लब पे इबादत बना यादों के मंदिर में आया सुनहरे पलों के बगीचों से छूकर प्यार की धूम चढ़ाया मैं न भी से जो है धड़कनों में कैसे सदा धड़कनों में कैसे सदा मेरे भाई
Swami, the next piece that we would like to present is an instrumental number. It's a very beautiful piece that extols you as our Divine Mother and as our only friend. This piece is called Jai Ma, Jai Ma, Daya Karo Sai Ma.
Our beloved Swami is here. He is there. He is everywhere. In the air we breathe, in the water we drink, and in the food we eat. Up upon the mountain top and down in the depths of the sea. He is there in our perception and our reflection. All that we need to do is just surf the inner net. We need to look within. And why do we need to fear when He is there? The next song is Why Fear When I Am Here.
انتہا محبت کی کہوں یا حد انتظار کی انتہا محبت کی کہوں یا حد انتظار کی جی چاہتا ہے جان پھونک دوں تصویر میں آپ کی دوز آر ٹائمز بھگوان اٹ واز سینڈ ہیئر دوز گولڈن ڈیز آف سینڈ وین یو وڈ واک لیونگ نو فٹ پرنٹس ایٹ آل واٹ اے سویٹ وے آف showing your divine presence to us. One day he was standing at the portico, pointing towards the ladies, foreigners, sitting there, and he said, look at them. They are like honeybees. They come from far off places, take the honey and fly back. And you boys are like frogs, sitting next to the lotus, unaware of the beauty and the grandeur of the lotus. I wonder, Bhagwan, if we had an iota of awareness what we have today, if we have an iota of that awareness that what you are, what you have been in our lives as a student, probably we could have conducted a bit better. But on the other hand, I also wonder that why? Maybe we are destined to be frogs in the well. Destined to be frogs next to the lotus. Otherwise, how else could we have taken the liberties with the Lord? How else could we have played with Him? How else could we have been so naughty? He has tolerated every bit of us. And these memories remind us, Bhagavan, that how precious You have been to us. And in gratitude, we only bow down and only think of You. And we wish You could stop this hide and seek once and bless us with Your divine presence again. Sai Ram.
को सताए उन पर से हम आए हैं तेरे द्वार, चारों दिशा से हम आए हैं तेरे द्वार, मिलने को बेगरा तेरा प्यार, मिलने को बेगरा तेरा प्यार, चारों दिशा से हम
Remember, remember the day our Lord walked your way, stretched out his hands to save, I'll wipe your tears away. Remember, remember that day our Lord walked your way, walked through the door of your heart, into your heart to stay, into your heart. Remember, remember the day our Lord walked your way. You held a letter in your hand, and there was nothing that you could say. Remember, remember that day. To your heart to stay. Remember, remember the day our Lord walked your way, smiled and said Bangaru, and drove your fears away. Remember, remember that day. Upon you and took your breath away, and took your breath away. Remember, remember that day our Lord walked your way, walked through into your heart to stay, into your heart to stay.
There were occasions when Bhagwan would narrate his life as Krishna. One day he even asked for a dhoti and tied the turban, and he said, this is how Krishna used to tie turban. And he said, that picture which you see in which he has a peacock, that is painter's imagination. It was very rarely that Krishna would pick up peacock and put it on his head. Otherwise, this is how he used to tie. And then he went on to say that, do you know, no one has seen Krishna completely.
And that was something very amazing. Bhagwan said, nobody has seen Krishna completely because he was so beautiful that when he stepped out, whatever part of the body your eyes looked, it got stuck there. So nobody could see completely. And then he looked mischievously and said, I am more beautiful than him. Yes, Lord, undoubtedly. And ever since I have tried to see you up from top to bottom, but somehow never succeeded. Each time your color looks different. Each time your expressions look different. Even in pictures, you are different. I'm yet to find two pictures exactly the same. Undoubtedly, nobody can paint you. Fortunately for us, we are not scholars. Hence, whatever we learnt was you. And the world called it the divine knowledge. We spoke what you taught, and people called it literature. We followed what you said, and that became the dharma. Bhagwan, we are eternally, eternally indebted to you.
तुमसे अच्छा कौन साईं मां तुमसे अच्छा कौन साईं मां जीवन की ये सफर में तेरे संग चलेंगे जीवन की ये सफर में तेरे चलेंगे तुमसे अच्छा कौन साईं मां तुमसे अच्छा कौन साईं मां इस दुनिया में तेरे सिवा कोई नहीं है प्यार मेरा जब मैं पुकारूं तुमको ही पाऊं जैसे आसमां में चांद साईं मां तुमसे अच्छा कौन साईं कौन साई मां जीवन
Venkavadoo సంప్రీతం వందే సత్యం జగద్గురుం వందే జగద్గురుం. ఓ సాయినాథ నువ్వు మామ్మనానవు మా అందరి ప్రియ బంధుడవు. ఓ సాయినాథ నువ్వు మామ్మనానవు మా అందరి ప్రియ బంధుడవు. దివి నుండి భువి మా కోసమొచ్చావు శ్రీ సాయి నారాయణ. దివి నుండి భువికి మా కోసమొచ్చావు శ్రీ సాయి నారాయణ. ఓ సాయినాథ నువ్వు మామ్మనానవు మా అందరి ప్రియ బంధుడవు.
సాయి నారాయణ. ఓ సాయి మనవు మాందరి ప్రియ బంధుడవు.
Swami Vivekanand walked around the country asking one question: have you seen God? I'm sure if he was here today, Bhagwan, every child of yours would answer him yes. What a privilege it is to be with you, that today each one of us can say that with confidence, with experience, that we know God. I suggest write this sentence in front of your workstations and read it, that I know God and God knows me personally. What scriptures, what seers and sages have been trying to tell us, what Bhagwan says, they meditate in the Himalayas for thousands of years, and when I appear to them for a few minutes, they feel fulfilled. And he has spent hours with us. Bhagwan, your minutes spent on us are certainly not waste. You have touched us and we have grown. We are as you want us to be, and we pray we can live up to that expectation. And Bhagwan, we eternally remain humbly yours. Use us as you wish and allow us to live a life worthy of your name. As you often say to us, if you can't get marks, don't get remarks. And Bhagwan, that has been our guiding light. We eternally pray for you and for you and you alone.
साल बसते वही मंजर भी वही सभी तो वही सा लगता दिल जिसके आहट ढूंढे वो बंदर आँखों से ओझल है बसती वही मंजर भी वही सभी तो वही सालगता अब शोर जैसा लगता है बस्ती वही मंजर भी वही सब बेमानी लगता है जिंदगी पे हंसी और मौत पे तरस लगता है तुम नहीं तो सब बेमानी लगता है जिंदगी पे हंसी से अब जी बहलता नहीं उम्र का हर पल सदियों जैसा लगता है बस्ती वही मंजर सभी तो वही साल लगता है के आहट ढूंढे वो दिलवर आंखों से ओझल है बस्ती वही मंजर भी वही सभी तो वही सा लगता है सभी तो वही सा लगता है सभी तो वही
हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना हमको तुमसे प्यार कितना
तुमसे प्यार कितना
साईं तुम ही जानते
साईं तुम ही जानते
साईं
భజరే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భమ సాగర తర
మంగళారతి అందుకో మందర గిరధారి ఓం జయ జగదీశ హరే నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ 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 ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం జయ సద్గురుదేవా నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ 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 ఓం నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం సత్య నారాయణ నారాయణ ఓం
జయ భోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబా.